Thank you, Father, for that wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise Him and Him alone. Thanks be to God that we go to Him for all things. Thanks be to God that, hallelujah, that it's in that precious name of Jesus that we are right in the throne room. We are right in the midst of the Godhead. And thank you, Lord, we're there right now. And Lord, we're a people very needy. And hallelujah, and thank you, God, we're so needy. But God, let us learn to depend upon you. Let us learn to trust you, God. Let us learn to have confidence and assurance, Lord Jesus. The word works effectually in them that believe. Now, Lord, you said in your word that faith works by love. God, let us just see the love of God even more today. Lord, expand these vessels this morning, God. Let the wineskin stretch. God, fill us with all the fullness of God. That's your desire, Lord Jesus. Let us come boldly today, desiring more of you, more of you, more of you. And Lord, we thank you again for your patience with us. We thank you for your long-suffering and your gentleness and tender mercy. Oh, hallelujah. How could we not lift up our voices and praise the Lord? And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise his name. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Psalms chapter 40. Such a precious verse. We'll be reading just a portion of it today. I think it's familiar to many. And it says there in Psalms 40, in verse 4, that blessed is that man. Oh, I pray by the end of the service you'll underline that man. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Now, I don't believe it's a surprise to many of you here today, but we live in a time of the most unhappy people that have ever been on the face of this earth. Now, that's not just me. That's even our scientists. Now, I looked to the Word of God, and He told me it was going to be so. But even true science will validate and reveal, because true science is the hand of God. Know these things. But they've done studies, and they realize that our world is accelerating into more hatred. We're accelerating faster and faster into more dissatisfaction. There's more division than there's ever been. I believe the Word of God said war and rumor of war. many of the love that they have would be waxing cold. The love of many waxing cold. But you think about that and you'd say, well, man, that's really interesting. Because we live in such a technologically advanced world. We're educated like at no other time. Truly. You think about all the institutions, all the higher learning, all the efforts to educate. I'm not against that, don't get me wrong. But you think about that's really what this day and age is much focused upon. Most don't have to go gather food anymore. We buy it in grocery stores and all. We got public utilities. Lots of entertainment. My goodness. At every turn, we've got conveniences. Cars, airplanes, travel. My goodness, we even call it vacation now. Never a time, really, of more stuff or knowledge. And that's the truth. But I'm here to tell you, stuff and knowledge is never going to get it. Stuff and knowledge will never satisfy. The Word of God told us very clearly that bigger barns and bigger barns are never fulfilling. As our beloved pastor used to tell us time and time again, if your heart and your affections are set in the goals and accomplishments and things that you want in your life, he'd always say, and then what? Well, then I'm going to do that. Well, and then what? Well, then I'm going to, well, and then what? Would you stop saying, and then, well, and then what gets you every time? I was in the business world for 18 years, and I met some very naturally wealthy people. And one I met that I know that God divinely ordered my steps was a multi-billionaire. Flew me up to his company headquarters a few times trying to do some things with little old me. And see, that was just God.
I'm nothing. But God had a plan in that, and I thank God for the people that the Lord allowed me to testify to at that time. But I always felt sorry for him. There he was, 87, 88 years old, and all he was thinking about was the next deal. The next deal. The next deal. I mean, you know, that goal line been crossed many times, and it never satisfies. I'm talking today to the more than conquerors. I'm talking to the ones that have already laid up that it is finished, that he won, that the victory, praise God, it's done. Do you know that? Do you really believe that? I'm right about there with you. You know, I think at least half would be standing on the pew by now. But it's the truth, brothers and sisters. We're more than conquerors. We have it all. My goodness. I'm thankful to the Lord, as we were joking the other day. I got a father that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and all the minerals underneath. But that's just our God and what he is. But see, what we're reading here this morning, brothers and sisters, is the key to all happiness. All happiness. That's what that word blessed means. Blessed is that man. Happy is that man. And you notice here, it's not just at certain times. It's always. It's always that blessedness, that happiness just absolutely encapsulates this man. And I don't know about you, but I sure love to be happy. I don't like the alternative. I love, Lord, thank you. You're my trust. And no matter what I'm going through, that brings a smile to my face. That makes me happy. And I'm thankful to God, and I'll tell you this, not only do I like to be happy, I sure like to be around a bunch of happy people. And I'm finding out that really the happy people are the people of God, those men that have made the Lord their trust. They're happy in Jesus. And that's the only happiness you'll ever find, is to be happy in Jesus. But Brother David here, what's so exciting is there's something going on in his heart. There's something that's being expressed here that it's so beautiful. Verses 1 through 3, you're going to read there, it says, I. And then he says, me. And then he says, my. And then that all goes out the window. And praise the Lord, it becomes that man. Hallelujah, that man. He wasn't talking about that man over there. He was talking about Christ in me, that man. It's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And that does get me excited. I'm thankful this was the man after the very heart of God. This is the man, praise the Lord, that saw all that God had to offer him at that day. And thank you, Jesus, we live in a time of a better thing. That without us, they cannot be made perfect. It's so incredible. It's so awesome that that testimony of Christ in me, the hope of glory, was going forth way back when. Us in Christ, Christ in us, hallelujah, the very plan of God from the very, very beginning. Now I just thank him for this. Brothers and sisters, we know that as the sons of God, it tells us, as the sons of God, now are we the sons of God. You believe in Jesus Christ, you're a son of God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family. Isn't that wonderful? Now live it. See, that's the thing. Live it. Cash the checks. Your bank account is endless. But it's just going to sit there. Oh, I don't want to exhaust it. Let me tell you something. It's got an abundant, never-ending supply. And if you'll just use it, it grows. It's just how it is. You're rich. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Word of God says, as the sons of God, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Listen to that. We say that every Sunday, at least 4 or 5 times. You have to. I love to count him faithful. I love to boast in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I love to thank my Father for how rich he is. And how rich he's made me. And it's the truth. This is what it's about, brothers and sisters. This is the reality. You may be, naturally speaking, as poor as the proverbial church mouse. But if you're a son of the living God, man, they don't even have a number for that. I mean, I don't understand trillions, but let me tell you something. They can't understand this. This is infinite. This is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. These are numbers beyond numbers. This is God we're talking about. I can think of counting, my goodness, what the Lord thinks of someday. And then it's going to take me forever. And then again, multiply that out. And it will never be exhausted. Did your mind just blow? And your heart just go? But see, that again is our God. But brothers and sisters, being blessed, which we are with everything, and blessed are two separate things. They really are. See, again, being blessed has already occurred to the child of God. And it's to the fullest it ever could be at that very moment. You got his life. You have the very life of Christ living in you. That's why David is rejoicing. It's not I, me, or my. It's that man. Praise God. It's just like Paul said. I glory in that one. Interpret it. That man. Go read 2 Corinthians chapter 12. When he's caught up, he said, man, I don't know. Matter of fact, was I in the body, out of the body? I really can't tell. But I'll tell you what, I saw some things. Not worthy to be uttered. I'm telling you what, shut up to Christ. But I'll tell you one thing, I got a vision. I glory in that man. I glory in that man I hope to be. And this is what David is getting a vision of finally. It's not about I, me, or my. It's that man. That man. Not over there, but right in me. Christ in me. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, I love him. I love him. Now, brothers and sisters, we know that being blessed has already happened. But to be blessed is the enlightenment of it all. It's the realization of the blessings. It's the thankfulness and the gratitude, Lord, that, you know what, I believe this. You told that to me? I want that. That's mine? I take that. I don't doubt it. Praise God. That's why he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. What is grace? It's undeserved gift of the love of God. That's what grace is. You didn't deserve it. So you just go in there and you take. That's what it is. It's a free-for-all of grace. And he's got it there, and that's exactly what it is. You don't deserve a thing. Don't think that you can earn anything to get there or you never show up. You just don't. Remember how we talked about on Wednesday night, the self-righteous? God sees them afar off. They've separated themselves. Now, let me tell you something. You're a child of God. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But the fellowship has been separated. When you leave grace, you've disparaged God's work in his son on the cross. Amen. It never changed. See, somehow we get again, it's just that spiritual wickedness. And that's what it is, brothers and sisters. That somehow we think that grace changed from the cross to works. Something that I'm going to do and prove. Oh, no. I'm crucified with Christ. See, that life was gone at that moment. And nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Praise his name. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Man, we're sitting pretty, aren't we? You know why we're sitting pretty? Because we're seated in the heavens of Christ. That's beautiful. That's incredible. That is so awesome that our citizenship now is in heaven. See how we get concerned with all these different things? My sister sent me a little note before I was coming out here today. She was saying, oh, I was, you know, praying for this about the world and praying for this about the world. And then the Lord, you know, just encouraged my heart that, you know, I'm a citizen of heaven. And I said, well, sure. And I said, and I pray. Now, again, I'm sure I'm going to get lots of letters in this. I want you to know I do recycle. So don't you go there. I pick up my trash. I do not litter. I do not. But I'll tell you what, I pray for the environmentalists. I do. I don't know how many of them really are saved, but do you know that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth? See, they hadn't seen nothing yet, and I pray that except Christ as your Savior, stick around a little bit longer, like forever. and you're going to see a world without the curse. Do you realize this world, it's got a curse on it? I can't imagine what it was like when he created it, how lovely and beautiful. But all because of me and all because of you, there was a plan that it had to have a curse because I had to send my son to die for you. Oh, gosh. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, I thank him. It's so precious. Oh, how he loves you and me. I'm so grateful to God. But brothers and sisters, you see that when we move in by grace to blessed, it's faith. It's faith that it is all mine. It's faith that God, this is pleasing to you. And just by coming boldly in faith, knowing that I'm accepted in the beloved, I take the things of Christ, and here's what they are. This is Christ. This is the Word of God. This is the Lamb. I take this. These are my promises. I take them. And I transform from glory to glory into blessed, into His image. See, that's the only blessed there is Him. You'll find these things out as you go on with Him. But you think happy, why? Because that man. See, I preach that to people, and they finally start getting it just because of the Spirit, because it's the Word of God. The only faithfulness in you is that man. Christ in you. See, that's the hope you have. See, Christ lives in me. And oftentimes when I get to a point where, man, I just don't think I can get through, I know I can't get through, but Christ in me can. Yes, He is. Praise God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And He's that new man that lives in me, who strengthens me, who gives me faith, who gives me love and joy and gentleness and temperance and meekness and patience and all of these wonderful things that I need. I got the whole package. I do. You've got it all. I've been blessed. You've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. So where are we going to yield? See, by God's grace, I want to believe the Word of God. Because that's what it is. See, anything else besides the Word of God, what I'm thinking, if it's opposed to what God told me, that's just a lie. That's not who I am. I'm not living the abundance of life that He already gave me. That's the truth. But brothers and sisters, you see that man, the Lord, is his trust. And there's a precious choice there because as the Word of God says, choose ye this day whom you'll serve. And that's the truth. But see, that's that man. That's that Christ in me man. And do you know that the Christ in me always trusts the Father? Now, listen. Even when you believe not, He abides faithful. Now, is that just over yonder He abides faithful? Or is that the life that lives in me? See, this can't be separated. Hallelujah. Now am I a son of God. Is it clicking? Is it coming? More fullness, more glory. Praise God. See, that's all it is. You already know these things, but my goodness, the room, woo, it's endless. The riches, they're so incredible. I just thank God that He lights it up and we walk through it. And then, brothers and sisters, that word maketh, and we'll move along. It's incredible. It has a twofold meaning. It means to set something at the forefront. But it's even more than that. Set it at the forefront every time. See, this is appointing God as the head of every situation. Now, see, we understand that I can't do that, but Christ in me can. Amen, He can. That man. See, now we go back to that man. And this is what David's realizing. It's not I, me, or my. Praise the Lord. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Yes, it is. And that's the beauty, hallelujah, of it all, is setting it. But again, there's a double portion in everything in Christ. My goodness, it's exceeding abundant above all we ask or think. It gets even better. So the second part of this meaning is after it's set there, after you've appointed it head, after that man is taking control, you go up there and lay on it. You don't just see it afar off and say, well, that's good. It's set up there. You get in it. Hallelujah. You dive in. Praise God. You launch right in to that precious rest. You go in there and just lay at his feet. Hallelujah. And enjoy it. Embrace him. Laying your head upon his breast. That's exactly what this is. This is trusting the I am. That, praise God, here he is. He's right in this wonderful word. See, this is the Lord my God. And it is. This is the word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And praise God, we've got the whole counsel of God. This is the very heart of God. This is the word spoken, but not just spoken out there, spoken to me. Praise God, proposing to me, wooing me. And it's alive. And it is so glorious. And you understand how the Spirit does that in your life. It gets back to the peach. I can't explain that. You know, you tell me, well, what's a peach taste like? Well, here you go. You got to taste it. Well, I don't want to. I want you to tell me. Well, we'll never get there. Same difference. It really is, except on a scale that you could never compare. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, it just brings such a thrill to my heart how perfectly intimate this is. See, this is like the two lovers. They rest. And I was so thankful how we were in Italy recently, and they had this blown glass there, and this, and we bought one of them. They're called the lovers, and they embrace, and it's so sweet. They lay their heads on one another's shoulder. And I thought, how beautiful. And that's why I really wanted that. It had so many meanings to my home and my life. But the pinnacle of it all is my life with Christ. And this is what this is saying here. See, as we go in and we trust him, the heart of her husband trusts in her. Go read Proverbs 31. What happens there? The transformation that happens. See, by the grace of God, there's a joy, there's a love that grows in us, believe it or not, that the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a rest that he has. He sees a wife that's ready. Guys, you ever been married? Yeah, there's quite a few. If you were hesitant if she loved you, I don't think that day would have come. What do you think? I knew my wife loved me. That's why I showed up, and early. I love her. I love her. But I knew she loved me. And he's coming the first time, the first trump, to those that love his appearing. They're in love with him. They behold him. I'm beholding him today. Christ in you. It's pretty awesome stuff. Oh, how he takes us there. But brothers and sisters, it's all because he is her trust. That trust means security, refuge, assurance, hope, but most of all, confidence. God help us that every fiber of our being would be confident in him. Amen. That I appreciate how in Joshua there it says, we're not going to be moved. We're not going to be greatly moved. We're not going to be moved. He's the I am. He's the Lord thy God. He's King of kings. He's God. I'm not going to be moved. I know he loves me. Hallelujah. I know it's so wonderful. He's absolutely head over heels in love with me. No, I'm not cocky, confident. I'm assured by faith of the word of God. It wasn't of anything I did. I just said, Lord, I believe. And praise God, Lord, I receive. And that's how it is. Now, brothers and sisters, as we wrap it up, I believe we are creatures that naturally try to seek happiness. Something would be wrong with you if you didn't try to be happy. I have a list of those. They're back in the office. But no, just teasing. But whether it's in work or play or relationships, and yet here we have a verse so sweet, plainly laid out. Here it is. Here it is. And see, it's interesting because, do you know God created man? It doesn't matter if you're a believer or not. I'm going to tell you, God created you. And he did. Even in his likeness. Isn't that something? You're special to him. He knows his product. He knows exactly what it needs. And he gave it everything, everything he had, because he gave his son. And I cannot express, encourage, just, it's not a pleading. It's a privilege to live with the abundance of what God has already prepared for you. And we miss it when we look away from the simplicity of blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Let's pray. Let's just stand and praise him. That'd be good. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We come in that wonderful name and we're just praising you, that precious name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you've done today. Thank you for your word. Thank you again for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Thank you that truly that Christ lives in us. Lord, help us not to be ashamed of this gospel. Help us not to hide that light. God, it's so wonderful, and what a privilege, Lord, that you're using us, the likes of us, Lord. Your great grace has been embraced, Lord, to understand that you love us. You love us so much, Lord, that not only did you save us, not only, praise God, the provision of a Holy Spirit to fill us, but Lord, you're taking us on to be filled with all the fullness of God, a bride, a readied wife. One that not only an heir of God, but a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Glorified together with you. Oh, it blows my mind. It just ravished my heart, Lord Jesus. But this is your word and this is your truth. Oh, and Jesus, oh, let us just embrace it, God. Lord, help us to just set aside the things, lay aside those weights, all that indifference, Lord Jesus, all those insecurities, Lord God, all those inhibitions, Lord Jesus. Let us come boldly, Lord God, as Brother David, he was so joyful, he just danced naked before you. And those that mocked and looked upon like that wife, he shut up her womb and he made her barren. Lord, let us know that if there's anything to praise and lift up our voice for, it's you. It's you and you alone, Lord God. And may we just say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Let us be vessels to the praise and honor of glory of your grace. God, fill us, fill us, fillness with all the fullness of God. We ask it in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.